I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Philosophy Now, where we briefly explore the greatest thinkers in the history of Western philosophy. Today, we'll journey back to ancient Greece to meet a mysterious figure who was known as the Riddler, philosopher Heraclitus of Ephesus. Let's dive into his life, his times, and his thought-provoking doctrines on constant change, the unity of opposites, and the ultimate reason he believed governs the cosmos.
Picture the Ionian coast in the 6th century BCE. Waves lapping at the shores near the city-state of Ephesus. The region is a crossroads of bustling trade, home to thinkers who are questioning the world around them with fresh eyes. No longer content to rely solely on mythological explanations, they seek rational or naturalistic accounts of existence. Among these early Greek pre-Socratic philosophers stands Heraclitus, a figure famously known for being a bit cryptic. He was sometimes called the Weeping Philosopher, or the Dark One, because of his melancholic demeanor and his cryptic, paradoxical style. For him, life and the universe were puzzles, and he refused to spoon-feed answers. Instead, he offered riddles that demanded careful thought. In this very first episode of Philosophy Now, we aim to open up the door to Heraclitus' world. We will look at the environment that shaped his thinking and walk through his core concept. Let's start with some context. 75 BCE in Ephesus, a Greek city on the coast of Asia Minor, modern-day Turkey. This was a period of intense intellectual changes. Just to the north in Miletus, philosophers like Thales were pioneering natural philosophy. Meanwhile, the Persian Empire loomed large as a dominating force, and city-states like Ephesus often found themselves under Persian rule or influence. We see a young Heraclitus in the bustling port of Ephesus. Traders from across the Aegean Sea exchange exotic wares, spices, dyes, and curious objects from distant lands. Conversations swirl in multiple languages. Philosophers roam the streets, discussing the nature of the world over cups of wine. Heraclitus, though, does not join their lively chatter. He listens from the periphery, absorbing ideas, forming his own unique perspective. Heraclitus, from an aristocratic family, could have been involved in Ephesus's political life. Yet he seems to have grown disillusioned with politics and the general populace, retreating into contemplation. This reclusive disposition gave rise to the legend of a lonely philosopher who scorned the unreflective masses. If we had to distill it to a single phrase, we might choose his famous line, "All things are in flux." No man ever steps into the same river twice. The doctrine of change is in perpetual motion. The river you step into now isn't the same river moments later. The water has flowed on. By the same token, you are not the same person you were seconds ago. You're changing with each breath you take. Heraclitus believed that nature is a process, not a static collection of objects. He argued reality is dynamic, teeming with transformations. This was radical, contrasting with later philosophers like Parmenides, who insisted change was an illusion. Heraclitus loved paradox. He observed that opposites constantly define and transform into each other. Life and death, waking and sleeping, hot and cold. These contrasts, he thought, were not fixed extremes, but part of a larger, interdependent cycle. He wrote, "The path up and down is one and the same. The seeming opposites of up and down exist in a single continuum. Perspective is everything." For Heraclitus, the universe was governed by the Logos, a rational principle or law underlying all things. He described Logos as ever-present, yet most people fail to understand it. The Logos is sometimes interpreted as divine reason, sometimes as universal law, or even as a cosmic fire that shapes reality. In many ways, Heraclitus's riddle-like assertions were meant to nudge people out of complacency. He believed that wisdom emerged from engagement with the hidden order of nature, not from passive acceptance. A curious traveler from Athens named Androcles seeks to learn from this infamous philosopher. Picture a small courtyard in Ephesus. Olive trees casting spotted shade. The distant hum of the city in the background. Heraclitus's cryptic style was part of his teaching, forcing his listeners to question their assumptions and chase deeper meanings. Heraclitus wrote a treatise often referred to as On Nature, but only fragments survive today. Let's highlight a few of those. This cosmos, the same for all, was not made by gods or men, but it always was, is, and will be. An ever-living fire, kindling by measure, and extinguishing by measure. Fire, for Heraclitus, symbolizes constant transformation. It's an apt metaphor for a universe in flux. Although Logos is common to all, most people live as though they had a private understanding. There's a universal rational principle, but humans often ignore it and become trapped in their subjective viewpoints. The waking share one common world, but the sleeping turn aside each into his private world. Being awake suggests awareness of the universal logos, while sleep suggests being lost in personal illusions. As we can see, Heraclitus challenges us to perceive a universal order behind the world's chaos. His fragments are short, dense, and evocative, almost like cryptic poetry. They're an invitation into deeper inquiry rather than a neat, conclusive argument. Plato references Heraclitus' notion of flux, though Plato ultimately took a different path with his theory of forms. Aristotle cites Heraclitus in discussing nature and change. Stoics took inspiration from the concept of the Logos, developing it into a rational divine fire sustaining the universe. The idea that reality is dynamic resonates with modern physics, where processes at the quantum or cosmic scale show constant transformation. We can't step into the same river twice. Also applies to personal growth. Our experiences continuously shape who we are. Heraclitus's paradoxical style can remind us that language has limitations in capturing the fluidity of reality. In an age of rapid change, technological revolutions, social upheaval, Heraclitus's perspective that change is the rule, not the exception, is surprisingly contemporary. He alerts us to the pitfalls of ignoring the bigger picture. When we cling to illusions of permanence, we may fail to adapt. Heraclitus also encourages humility. If reality is in flux, our beliefs and knowledge must remain open to revision. Heraclitus's emphasis on flux can be a powerful lens through which we examine our personal and societal transformations. As we face everything from shifting global power structures to the day-to-day changes in our lives, embracing a Heraclitean spirit can help us be more adaptable, more reflective, and perhaps more attuned to that subtle reason he called logos.
Yet truth is not easy. People crave easy answers.
Your words twist and turn. Why not speak plainly so the people can follow?
You must follow the trail of the riddle. I cannot carry you.
You'll be remembered as the Dark One.
Darkness, light. Both are the same path in different seasons. Light reveals. Darkness conceals. Yet they are one cycle.
Would it not be better to bring light? It is said you despise us.
I despise ignorance and the refusal to see. The Logos calls out, and few answer.
...is being aloof and cryptic. Not against humanity, only against complacency and intellectual laziness. For Heraclitus, change is central. Everything is in motion, and understanding this dynamism is crucial to grasping reality. Opposites coexist. Life is defined by the interplay of opposites. Hot, cold, life, death, day, night. And each set of opposites enriches our understanding of the other. The Logos is universal. There's a rational structure to the cosmos that we can partially comprehend. But we must awaken our minds to do so. Heraclitus's greatest gift and contribution to us here today is his challenge to look beyond appearances, question our assumptions, and embrace the transformative nature of existence. Although only fragments of his work survive, his legacy endures through thousands of years of philosophical thought. Even in modern science and personal introspection,
tuning in to this thank you all for tuning in to this very first episode of Philosophy Now. We hope our blend of history and philosophical commentary has brought Heraclitus' ideas closer to life for you. Join us next time when we explore Socrates, the gadfly of Athens, who turned the world of ideas upside down by questioning everyone and everything in pursuit of wisdom. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with friends who might be ready to dip their toes into the ever-changing river of ancient Greek philosophy. Until then, remember, like the river, your life is always flowing, never static. Embrace the flux and keep seeking that hidden logos.